But this morning, I want to talk about hope. And if you'll turn to Joshua chapter 2, this is the portion where Joshua sends two spies into Jericho, and they come into the harlot Rahab's house, and then the king sends men to get them, and she hides them, and eventually she lets them down through the window by a cord. And but she tells them, she said in Joshua 2:10, let's see here, Joshua 2:9, she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. So she knew that the Lord was with Israel here and with Joshua, and they were afraid. And so she said, down in verse 12, she says, therefore I pray you swear to me by the Lord that since I have showed you kindness, you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all they have, and deliver our lives from death. So she said, you know, I've hid you from these those that were coming to capture you, so if you would show kindness back to me and save my family. And they said they would. So then down in verse 18, the men say to her, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. So this, I'm talking about hope, and this word, bind the line of scarlet thread, that word line is hope. It's translated, it's a Hebrew 60 or 86:15. It says it's literally a cord as an attachment, figuratively expectancy. And it's translated expectation 7 times, and hope 23 times. So that line of scarlet thread is hope. And we know that hope in the natural is like a wish or a possibility. But in the scripture, hope is confident expectation. It's not a if, it's a when. And this line of scarlet thread represents the blood of Christ, the scarlet. And our song we sang starts out, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And I appreciated our brother's prayer this morning. He mentioned that the blood of Christ. And that's where our hope's at. It's not on something else, anything we can do. And with the harlot Rahab here, everyone that was in her house would be safe. And anyone that has the blood of Jesus on them is safe. They will not be harmed. The Lord sees to that. So some scriptures about hope now. It says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. That's Jeremiah. And then in the Psalms it says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And that's the thing. We have our hope in the Lord, not in ourselves, not in something that man's put together. It's all in the Lord. In Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. That's where our expectation, our hope and expectation is in him. And also in Psalm 119 says, thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. And so thankful for the word of God that we can put our trust and hope in. The Lord has kept his word for us throughout the centuries. And we can stand on it, like it says, on a solid rock I stand, and the rock is Christ, but this word is Jesus, is the word. And we stand on it. We trust the word of God. We know that that's what the Lord has for us. The Holy Spirit reveals it to us. It directs our steps, guides our lives, and we can stand on it. We hope in his word. And again, it's not something that we just wish would come to pass, or maybe it's for sure. It's a confident expectation. The word of God is true, and all the prophecies will come to pass. And then another thing our brother prayed for, you mentioned mercy. And the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. We hope in that mercy. We need the mercy of God. We don't deserve anything from the Lord, but he, through his grace and mercy, gives us everything. And so now turn to Romans 5. And starting in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We, Jesus, in his prayer to his Father, he said, I've shared the glory you've given me, I've shared with them. And we rejoice in hope, that confident expectation of the glory of God. We know that Scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And also in Romans 9:23 says that God might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has afore prepared unto glory. Hallelujah. We are just vessels of mercy, and he's going to pour forth his glory on us. And he has already. It just hasn't been made manifest yet. And then Hebrews 6:11 says, well, let's see. Hebrews 6, go to starting in verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. So there's a hope, and then there's a full assurance of hope. That's really confident. And what this is talking about is that the we receive blessings from God. And it says if you have ministered to the saints, the Lord's going to bless you. You have confidence in that. Our Father wants to give things to us. He has given us his Son. He's not going to withhold anything else. So he wants to give us the blessings, and so we have that full assurance of hope that he's going to reward us for the things that he's enabled us to do in our lives. And then I'm going to close with one of my favorite verses here in Titus. Titus 2, verse 13. And this is what we're doing today. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we are hoping for, and have that confident expectation that Jesus could come any moment. And we're looking for that blessed hope. And it is, talk about a glorious appearing. It will be marvelous, glorious. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you this morning. Hoping in the Lord. He is faithful. And we pray that Jesus will come today. God bless you.